Thank you and good morning. The fire season in Northern California and Southern Oregon began very early in 2013, and that fire season has not closed since. Red flag warnings have been issued for the North Coast and Southwestern Oregon, as dry conditions and a lack of precipitation, along with low humidity, have created severe fire danger. The warnings have been issued for Klamath Falls to the coast in Oregon and for areas in Humboldt, Trinity, and Mendocino counties. Areas in the Six Rivers National Forest, Klamath National Forest, the Hoopa Reservation, and drainage areas along the Trinity and Van Dusen Rivers are under the red flag warning as well. High winds, low humidity, and extremely dry conditions have created critical fire danger in the region. The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights has launched its investigation into allegations of racial discrimination at Lolita Elementary School. The investigation was launched in response to a complaint sent by the National Center for Youth Law, California Indian Legal Services, and the ACLU. The complaint alleges that Native American students are being subjected to physical and verbal harassment and harsher disciplinary actions based on their race. Additionally, the complaint alleges that the school discriminates against Native American students with disabilities as well. The Coast Guard has called in a maritime salvage crew to remove the sunken fishing vessel Joe Marie from the Chetco River Channel. The 62-foot fishing boat was hit by high waves while entering the channel on Monday night and sank. Salvage work was interrupted on Thursday as divers were pulled from the water due to dangerous tides in the channel. The divers were placing airbags in the ship's hull, which will be inflated to float the boat to the surface, where a crane will move it to dock. The work is scheduled to resume this morning, and other fishing vessels are able to leave and enter the port. The Daily Triplicate reports a sad note, however. The body of a dog that went missing during the rescue operation has been recovered. Xena, the dog, belonged to the boat captain and slipped into the water during the rescue while crews battled 9-foot waves. Humboldt State University students can save money on their tuition by applying for California's new middle-class scholarship. The scholarship program was instituted in 2012 after the legislature passed AB 1500, which closes corporate tax loopholes and uses the money to fund the middle-class scholarship program, available to students from families who earn less than $150,000 per year. The scholarship will allow students to save 10 to 40% on their tuition based on their family's income. The deadline to apply for the scholarship is March 2nd and can be done while applying for federal financial aid. For more information, contact HSU's financial aid office. The Humboldt Institute for Interdisciplinary Marijuana Research kicks off its spring semester speaker series on February 4th. The first presentation, entitled "The Times Are Changing: Preliminary Findings from San Francisco Study of Baby Boomers and Marijuana Use," will be held in the Native American Forum, located on the Humboldt State University campus at 5:30. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
FAFSA. It means Free Application for Federal Student Aid. It's Cash for College. This month, the Humboldt County Office of Education will be putting on Cash for College events. It only takes an hour, but could equal thousands of dollars towards funding for two-year, four-year tech or career training opportunities. Log on to decadeofdifference.org for more information, locations, and times for these Cash for College events. Your income doesn't matter. Your chosen field of study doesn't matter. Helping you further your education is what matters. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Arcata is already benefiting from the passage of Measure I, the energy tax on households using excessive amounts of electricity. The city has seen a significant decrease in the number of residences consuming high levels of energy and has received just over $50,000 in tax revenue. Due to the current success of Arcata's energy tax, other cities in the state may be considering implementing similar measures. However, City Manager Randy Mendoza advises those cities to conduct additional research.
I think that they're not quite there yet to be able to look at that crystal ball, because they need to get that information from PG&E to see how many sectors of their cities or of the county are lit up excess of 600% of baseline. So once they have that information, they can have an idea, I think, a better idea whether it's worth it or not.
Mendoza went on to outline the steps municipalities should take in order to employ the measure.
One, you have to have an election because it's a tax. The voters have to approve it. And then once you get through that, then you're going to have to, when I say you know, whether it's Eureka or the county or Ukiah or whatever city is doing it, they're going to have to arm wrestle the PG&E attorneys through a contract, and that's when you're going to find out what those costs are going to be.
Additionally, cities would have to take into account the cost of executing comparable energy tax measures, including the software involved in identifying excessive energy users. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.